Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Sidqi, the chapter on truthfulness, the chapter on being honest, on being true in terms of a person's speech, in terms of a person's actions, and in true in terms of what's in a person's heart. In other words, what is inside the person is demonstrating it outside. And what is outside is the same thing that is on the person's tongue. It's not such that his tongue is saying something else, his heart means something else, and his actions are displaying something else. When a person is true, then all three things confirm. What he's saying is actually what's in his heart. And the way he's displaying his actions is also what's also inside. So the inside matches up with the outside, the internal matches up with the external, and the tongue also is saying the same language. Now this is what you call truthfulness, where a person is being 100% honest. Now this is what you would find in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba, that they were 100% honest, they were true. We did that long incident of the Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that he didn't go out in the expedition of Tabuk, and then he explains that whole incident, that how he was invited also by the king of that time to come and accept and live with them in Sham, but he refused that and he stayed with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were other people that made excuses for not going out and how they got away. So that long incident we did, and then at the end, when how Sidq, honesty, causes a person to triumph, it doesn't matter, the whole community was not speaking to him, but they didn't matter. The main thing, he was honest and he was true. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat of the Quran exonerating him and no other Sahaba like him that were very true to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who made no excuses. So this is what a Muslim is, 100% honest, 100% true. As we're going through the different ayat of Quran and the ahadith, we will see that how, what an important quality this is to have in a person's life, in a Muslim life, this quality of honesty. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah Ta'ala and be with the truthful, be with those people that are 100% true. If they can be true, if they can be true in their speech, they can be true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these are the people that you should be spending your time with. Why? Because when you spend your time with such people, then the quality of honesty also rubs onto you. The quality of truthfulness and being sincere in what you are saying, that will also rub off onto you when you sit in, or you stay in the company of people like this. وقال, and on the other hand, if a person stays in a company of people that are in a habit of deceiving, cheating, speaking anything, not being careful of what they say, then that habit also will rub off onto this person. His speech also will start becoming like that, because he's not careful of the company he's keeping. وقال تعالى والصادقين والصادقات. In one ayat of the Quran, long ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining the qualities of the believers. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات. This part Allah Pak is explaining the qualities. So one of the qualities of the believing men and believing women is that they are true. They are the truthful men and the truthful woman. They are true in their speech. Allah Pak in the end of the ayat says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. What has Allah Ta'ala prepared for these people who've got all these beautiful qualities? Allah Ta'ala has prepared forgiveness for them and has prepared a great reward for them. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, had they been truthful to Allah, had they been truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would have been much better for them. In other words, truth is always the best. Honesty is the best policy. There can be no better policy than honesty. A person is always honest. Yes, at times there is situations where a person is allowed to, and we'll do it in the hadith inshallah, where a person is allowed to say a white lie, as we would call it. But there too also there's some output benefit. In other words, to reconcile two people that are not speaking. Now he can go to one person and say that this person spoke so good of you, so highly of you, his opinion has changed of you. So in other words, that person never really say all that, but just to get him to start speaking to his brother, these are things that are said, and like that he goes to the other person and say, this person spoke so highly of you. So Shariat allows for those things. Or sometimes a man, in praising his wife, he'll say things that may be not very true. That the food is very tasty today, alhamdulillah, is very well prepared, but inside he's not, never really enjoyed. But to make this woman happy, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it. That is permissible. Why? To keep somebody's heart. So for these reasons, Shariat allows it. But just willy-nilly, a person speaking anything, anyhow, that these are things that are not allowed. Or when a person is put in a situation of zulm, and there is no other way of coming out of the zulm, except that he has to say now some white lie, to get himself, to save himself, then he says this white lie, then it will be permissible. Anyway, the first hadith we'll do. وَأَمَّا الْحَدِيثِ فَالْأَوَّلْ عَنْ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَصْدُقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكْذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to Jannah. Truthfulness, being honest, leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to Jannah. A person habitually speaks the truth until he is recorded as a very truthful person in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Falsehood leads to evil, and evil leads to Jahannam. A person habitually speaks lies until he is recorded as a grave liar in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. When a person habitually speaks, he's in the habit of speaking the truth. Now what happens? Truth becomes his second nature. So all the time he starts speaking truth and he starts being honest, and he's written in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, says Siddiqa, the person who is very truthful, very honest. And on the other hand, a person is not careful about what he says. Now lying becomes his second nature. Now in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets written as a kadhaba, as a person that is a habitual grave liar. He gets written in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as this. Why? Because now that becomes his second nature. So what we learn from here is, for a person to get honesty in his life, he has to practice upon honesty, bring it and continuously practice, make it his second nature, and automatically he'll become honest. On the other hand, a person is not careful of his speech, this builds up into a habit, and now that becomes his second nature. Recently we heard of President of the United States, other places also you hear like this, that sometimes when a person is speaking, people have to start deciphering, now is this a lie or is this a truth? We don't know if speaking a lie or speaking a truth, because it's recorded in so many public statements he has made, so many times these have been lies, open lies, contradicting himself. A Muslim is not like that. A Muslim is one, when he says something, people know that this person means what he's saying. We don't have to start working out whether this is a lie, whether this is a truth. It is his nature, his second nature, to be honest. And that is the quality of a believer. May Allah Ta'ala give us that sachai, give us that honesty. This is really a great, great quality of a believer. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.